The saint whose feast we celebrate today is a very popular one in Spain because of a sort of joke. Saint Pascal Bailón. Now in Spanish, the word Bailón means somebody who's a big dancer. And so anybody who likes to dance, they're called Bailón. And so everybody says Saint Pascal is the saint of dancers. Of course, that could not be further from the truth. Saint Pascal Bailón was born in the kingdom of Aragon in Spain in the 16th century. And he was from a very poor family, but very Catholic family. One thing does not negate the other. And so, as a young man, as a young boy, in those days, children went to work at the age of 13 or 14. They were not privileged as we are in this society, where it just means that at the age of 13 or 14, they start becoming evil and corrupt in many, many ways. But at that time, children went to work for their parents or for somebody else to give the money to their parents to help the family survive. That was it. And so Saint Pascal became a shepherd. And God must have a special love for shepherds, because he himself is the good shepherd. So young Saint Pascal, while he was in the field with the sheep, listened to God, prayed to God, and paid attention to God, something which we should do. And as a result, he realized that he was being called to the priesthood and to the religious life. So he sought entrance into the Franciscan order. But they thought of him as too uneducated, so they refused him. Now most people would say, okay, I'm done with it. People give up so easily because it's so convenient to give up so easily. Not Saint Pascal, and many other saints have tried again and again till they finally made it. Well, he went back to the sheep, and then, not long afterwards, he went to another convent of Franciscans. And of course, Franciscans, they live in convents. They're not monasteries or anything else. They're called convents. Every religious order has its own thing. So he went to another convent, this time of the reform of St. Peter of Alcantara, the Alcantarine Franciscans. Very strict. And they accepted him this time. And so he entered, and soon enough he was professed, and they made him the porter of different monasteries. And of course, we've seen also that throughout the history of the church, those who have been porters, St. Alfonso Rodriguez, Blessed Solanus Casey, and others like him, became very holy in dealing with the people and giving alms to the poor. So too, St. Pascal Bailón. And so it is in this way that he became a saint. So when he died in 1592, he was already regarded for miracles and his holiness. And so one of the first things that was very evident, of course, many miracles had taken place. But at his funeral, his body was laid out in the bier, not drinking beer, but the bier like the popes usually are, not this last one who wanted to be laid out in a coffin, contrary to all tradition. He was laid out in the bier, and when the priest consecrated the Eucharist, first of all the bread and then the chalice, his eyes opened and closed twice each time, and everybody saw it. He was dead, but his eyes opened and closed twice because of his great love and respect for the Eucharist. Later on, after his canonization, in 1690, I believe it was. In the late 1800s, Pope Leo XIII proclaimed him the patron saint of all Eucharistic congresses and of all meetings and gatherings and orders that are devoted particularly to the Holy Eucharist. So we have the feast of the great Saint Pascal Bailon, who perhaps may be dancing in heaven. In nomine Patris, e Filii, e Spiritus Sancti. Amen. In your great charity, you are asked to pray for our founder, His Excellency Bishop René Henri Rosita, who is on his deathbed. He has, for some reason, contracted sepsis and is not expected to live. But he's 102, so that's long enough, I guess. But he is on his deathbed, and he needs our prayers to help him to heaven. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.